8:34 on a Wednesday here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. You can always go to WTK.com, check out the podcast so you can hear a Marcus Ray, one of his Rays of Light segments. They are always uploaded before the end of the show. We are live here inside the Make the Choice studios, brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet Cadillac Saab in Ann Arbor. Chevy runs deep at Suburban. They've brought the great lease deals back, extending them for another month. They have a couple of Chevy leases for under $100. A Chevy Malibu, 2012 Chevy Malibu for $77 a month. 2012 Chevy Traverse for $71 a month. And those are but a few of the great lease deals going on out at Suburban Chevrolet Cadillac Saab in Ann Arbor. Make the choice. Well, I said earlier this morning, you want a historical perspective on Michigan. There's really only one place to go. Does it better than anyone. I think he does it so well, no one else even tries. And I'm talking about Greg Dooley from mvictors.com. How you doing this morning, Greg?
I knew I liked you, Sam. You're all right.
And look my guy, man.
Look at Sam looking fit, man. Hey, is this incredible or what? The clothes are falling off him. He's looking sharp.
He's wearing hats less, too.
I had to find something that I could stick with him. Body Specs, by the way, and Skip Bunn from Body Specs is going to be on. Going to be here tomorrow talking about the summer initiative, not just for people, but for kids. So, you know, for athletes who maybe are looking for a summer program and that kind of thing. So Skip will be on tomorrow to talk about that. I'd like to take the credit, but I've had great motivation from the people over at Body Specs. So.
Well, man, if one of these Twitter fights ever turns into a real fight, you're going to be all set.
Yeah,
man.
Speaking of real fights, you got the guy there trying to actually get the boxing match going.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was an awesome blog post on mvictors.com. One of the best I've seen.
I like the undercard. Sam versus, I'll leave the name out. I like the undercard, though.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, well, that was all prompted by your segment, of course, where Ira was half joking about having a boxing match against.
Hey, I'd still do it, to do it for charity.
Yeah, Ira.
We're here to talk about Mott. I'd do it for Mott.
You want Ira to turn red and want to put gloves on, say anything free press, and the guy he turns into alter Ira and is ready to go. So, but Greg, we could go back and forth on that kind of stuff all day long. I know why you're here, and it's for a cause that has brought you here before. You've been very active and supporting Michigan from the heart. Tell people what that is first.
You know, a lot of Michigan fans are familiar with this program, but this is the program whereby the student-athletes go up and visit the sick kids up at Mott Hospital on Thursday evenings. And anyone who's ever been to a bust or heard a senior talk about their experience at Michigan, so many of them talk about how this changed them. And what they do up there really changes the experience for those kids and the families of the sick kids up at Mott. And this is really their big fundraiser, and that's what I'm here to talk about, is on Saturday, June 16th, Ira and I will be out there. They have a golf classic at the U of M golf course that really benefits that program and all the things they do for the children, for the families, and to benefit this program. And, there's a lot of information out there. I got some information on mvictors.com. You can go to fromtheheartgolf.org to check it out. But it's a wonderful program, and it's not just about supporting the students and the gear they have signed. It's a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have some special guests there as well, in addition to you and Ira. Some of the other guys that are going to be there.
Yep. Well, currently Zoltan Mesko, he was there last year, and he was a big supporter of the program when he was here. Jamar Adams is supposed to be there as well, and Brady Hoke himself.
Wow. So you got Brady on the golf course. That is
huge. Is he coming to hang out, or is he going to actually put a club in his hand?
You know how it goes, guys. I think we'd be lucky to have Brady be there.
He's the only guy that ever prays for rain at golf outings.
So, he's scheduled to be there, and I assume he'll be there to speak a few words and hopefully meet some of the people, but maybe he'll play. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Now, if Brady were to play, that's something that could get me to play. If Brady played. Because, he might be as bad as I am. Might be.
Yeah, a piece of advice. If anyone sees Greg and I out on the golf course, particularly if I have a club in my hand and you're maybe in the group too, either fairway to either side of us, cover your head. I didn't play that well a couple weeks ago, so I'm not expecting much.
Well, so obviously the visits from the athletes, it's huge. And getting, some of the youngsters out so they can have experiences and getting things signed is huge. But there are a lot of initiatives that From the Heart, other initiatives that From the Heart is getting in place, right?
That's right. It's so much more than just supporting the student athletes, because the student athletes, it's an all-volunteer group, mm-hmm. and they organize themselves. They have the volunteers help them. But they're also doing things like buying tickets to all the sporting events for these kids and their families while they're there. And they've got a special thing going on. Their latest initiative is to provide iPads to the kids up there so they can view special messages from the doctors. They can do FaceTime with their friends for those who know that application. And for the kids who can who are able to stay active, they actually have a special program where they've got holographic fairy doors, they call them, around the hospital where the kids can go find them and see a special message and see a cool hologram, which is really, really cool, using their iPad. So this a lot of the funding from the golf adding goes to fund that.
And you can also, there's the Woodson app for your iPhone or your iPad. And I don't know if the picture's been hung up yet in the lobby of in the Woodson lobby at Mott. But you stand in front of this picture and you use if you have the app on your phone and you basically take a picture with a virtual Charles Woodson.
And I'm glad you mentioned Woodson, because, you know, we all know about the, you know, Woodson Greasy Hutchinson outing and all that stuff. But what really kind of started that, this program is 20 years old. This started in the early 90s. This really got a lot of the student athletes heavily involved in Mott, and I think really spawned what you see with some of the other programs, including the Woodson, you know, outing. So this program deserves a lot of credit, and who knows, maybe some of the current student athletes are the future mm-hmm. Woodsons, Hutchinsons, Greasies to continue that tradition right now. So it's very, very important to support this program.
All right, so Greg, listeners out there, they want to participate or they want to contribute in some way, shape, or form. How can they do that?
Well, what I understand, they still have some slots open in the golf for June 16th. They can go to fromtheheartgolf.org or mvictors.com. Right now on my front page, I put a post about it with all the information. They can go on there. They can see the information and register. They're, of course, still looking for hole sponsors and sponsors in general. It's very well supported, but they could always use some more support. So you can get all that information at fromtheheartgolf.org or mvictors.com. And again, it's Saturday, June 16th. Golf starts in the morning. It's a very, very tight program. I was there. It's very well run. You will not be disappointed if you join it.
Yeah, you do a great job in supporting it and bringing attention to it, Greg, and want to thank you for that, making letting us be a part of that. I also want to have you in. Ira, we'd be remiss if we didn't do the countdown with Greg Dooley in studio. That's why we didn't do it at the top of the hour. It's only fitting that we give the countdown, get some perspective on this gentleman from Mr. Dooley.
Yeah, and he actually, we were talking about it right when we walked in. I looked at Greg and I said, 87 days, and that's all I said. And he responded by saying,
Ron Kramer.
Yeah, he jumped right in with it. And of course, Greg, and we mentioned this a few hours ago, most young Michigan fans, they might know the name. They might hear a little bit about, oh, there's a guy that wore a number that's now retired, 87. The young football players all know him, obviously, as the Apple guy.
Yep.
And they know more than he's just the Apple guy. But Kramer's legacy at Michigan, obviously, from player to the Apple guy, spans a long time and a lot of history. And a lot of people probably don't know a lot of it. But we try to educate at least a little bit day to day. And 87 now days to go.
That's right. And of course, he was honored when he passed away with the 87 on the helmet. And I think had Ron Kramer lived a little longer, and I think this will eventually happen anyway, but he will be honored as one of the Michigan legends one of these days. You can bank on that. So someone will be wearing, if the family will allow it,
mm-hmm.
But if they do that, he will be honored in that way. And of course, his number was retired as soon as he graduated, because he was just a phenomenal athlete, not only football, but of course basketball.
Well, let everyone know. Let's get deep into it. We had Ron Kramer on the show. It was one of the greatest interviews we've had on this show. Very colorful guy, but a very accomplished athlete, like you said, multiple sports.
What it's funny because, yeah, he I believe he led the team in scoring about 3 years when he played, and obviously All-American football player, went on to an excellent pro career. And it's funny because it's one of those things where there's buzzwords about certain people. Like, a lot of people know Harry Kipke played football and was a coach. They don't know how good of a punter he was. When you hear people who really know football, they just talk about how incredible an athlete that Kramer was, but a lot of people focus on his blocking and mm-hmm. how incredible of a blocker he was around the end and on the end. And Vince Lombardi talked about that later when he played for the Packers. He was unmatched mm-hmm. in that particular skill.
So when he said, I get a seal here, you get a seal here, one of the guys sealing was Ron Kramer, probably.
Absolutely. And, you know, a great football mind like Lombardi knows things like that. It's things that we don't watch. We watch the touchdowns and the passes. Of course, that's what I do. But just an incredible skilled guy. And then just what a legacy he created by just being around the program and being the Apple guy and, you know, just a special, special person in Michigan football history that you're right, a lot of people don't know about, but they will.
Unless you go to Invictus, because you can find out information
yeah,
like this.
And you can learn things like Ron Kramer did something that I can't imagine we'll ever see done again. Lead your team in scoring in football and basketball for 2 years in a row.
Amazing.
I mean, think about that. We talk about when Dufek played football and hockey here in the 70s, that you won't see that partnership anymore because of the way the sports overlap. I mean, you'll never see anybody lead. I don't care if it's Michigan or just about any school, any college in Division I in America. You're not going to lead them in scoring in basketball and football for 2 years in a row.
He's an athlete on par with the Oosterbonds, you know, and those names. He's on that list of the greatest athletes in Michigan history, no doubt.
So do you think, you mentioned something before, you said if the family will allow it, do you think that that will be the path that we will go down with the numbers that are out of rotation now?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope so. And I'll tell you, I've, you know, I know some acquaintances, I'll put it that way, to the Oosterbond family. And I know some acquaintances would be interested in doing that.
That'd be very cool.
It wouldn't it? Because we know the retired, a lot of us know the retired, you know, jerseys. But what a way to re-honor them, bring them back into the conversation. And then each time you see that number with the patch, it's, you know, it gets back into the discussion. Mm-hmm. They're going to put a special place in the new Schembechler Hall for these legends. Give it to those guys as well. How great would it be to see the 98 out there again, you know, for instance, you know? So,
and the fact is, sure, most Michigan fans, if you say 98, that most Michigan fans will know Tom Harmon. But how many Michigan fans really know that there were three Wisters that wore the number 11 and know anything about Moose and his brothers?
Why not bring that back to the fold? It's such an asset that the university has, and they do a better job than just about anybody in using that asset. And that's something that Dave Brandon can get down with, right? Our assets, right? Our history. So, and he understands that, and I know the athletic department does too. But why not bring at the right time, bring that back into the fold, in the forefront, and celebrate that? Because there's not a lot of schools, if any, who have the kind of tradition we have.
You can learn a lot about the tradition and the players that helped build it on mvictors.com. Does a great job over there. Like I said, I don't think anyone else even tries because he does such a great job.
And Go Blue Wolverine magazine each month, Sam. Come on.
Yeah, and then Go Blue Wolverine magazine each month. Exactly.
And we're already putting our calendar together for this week in Michigan football history for this upcoming season.
Yep,
so we're looking
on a countdown
to
kickoff. You hear Greg Dooley with that segment. It's an awesome segment every single week. So Dooley getting it in and at the same time supporting a great cause. One more time, Greg, tell us about the 16th annual Golf Classic for Michigan From the Heart.
June 16th. More information at fromtheheartgolf.org. mvictors.com as well has information. You can golf in the classic that benefits the program. You can support with as a whole sponsor or just a regular sponsor. All the information's out there. Again, the golf outing's at the U of M golf course, Saturday, June 16th. Would love to see you out there. I'll be out there with Ira and two of my buddies, and we're going to be tearing it up.
And Brady Hoke and Zoltan Masco and Jamar Adams as well.
You bet. And maybe some other surprises. Who knows?
Yeah,
who
when
knows?
He says tearing it up, not the way you would say I'm going to tear it up.
Right.
I got it, Ira. I got it. 8:48 on a Wednesday. Well, Dooley, appreciate you dropping by, man, anytime.
Thanks for having me in, guys. I love it.
All right. 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@wtk.com. Any other topics that we hit earlier this morning that you called in on. We had a few guests. You can get in now. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.